Apart from the Davis Cup team's qualification to the 2015 Euro Africa Zone Group 2, there was nothing to cheer for Zimbabweans as the country suffered humiliation in most sporting disciplines like soccer, rugby, cricket and others. Davis Cup players Mark Finn and Tinotenda Chanakira were eliminated in the second round of the ITF satellite circuit, which the country hosted, painting a gloomy picture of the future of singles tennis in the country. Veteran tennis player Cara Black had a good season on the Women's Tennis Association Tour, winning three titles with her Indian partner Sonia Mirza. They won in Portugal, Tokyo, and scooped the BNP Paribas WTA title in Beijing. Although Charles Manucci gave the Zimbabweans something to smile about after winning the World Boxing Council International Welterweight title, the rugby squad, affectionately known as the Sables, failed to win Africa's sole ticket to the 2015 World Cup, losing out to Namibia in the process. Rugby was even hit harder after the National Rugby League ended prematurely, as the local clubs could not afford to put some of the financial requirements when Lion Lager withdrew their sponsorship. As if this was not enough, the national soccer team, the Warriors, also failed to qualify for the finals of the 2015 Africa Cup of Nations. They were dismissed 3-2 by lowly-rated Tanzania in a crucial qualifying match. Agitated football administrators subsequently dissolved the national team following the Tanzanian debacle, resulting in the drafting of the young Warriors squad into all Zimbabwe soccer international engagement. The defeat came with the scalp of national coach Ian Goroa, who lost his job with the Warriors starter to their worst ever elimination in the Nations Cup since their debut in 1980. The Zimbabwe Football Association also humiliated the nation after bidding for the 2017 Africa Cup of Nations without the basic requirements. The bid was thrown out before the real search had started. But the worst for sports fans was still to come, as the Zimbabwe national cricket team was praised 3-0 in test matches and 5-0 in one-day internationals or ODIs by Bangladesh, widely regarded as the weakest team in test cricket. That is not all. Even Dynamo's football club, one Southern Africa's played bearers in Pan-African football, failed for the third year running to reach the main league stage of the Confederation of African Football or CAF Champions League after losing in the first round to AS Vita of the Democratic Republic of Congo. However, the good news for Dynamo is that the club retained the coveted domestic Castle Laga Premier Soccer League title, making it four times in a row. Although another league title excited their fans, coach Kalisto Pasua packed his bags and left the club, saying it accomplished his mission. Although Zimbabwe successfully hosted the Africa Sports Council Region 5 Youth Games, the country could not translate that hosting advantage into medals as they finished second behind South Africa. Zimbabwe authorities appear to have been monitoring all the events, as Sports Minister Andrew Lana admitted at the annual National Sports Awards that they were honoring mediocrity, adding that most local sports persons failed to live up to their billing in 2014. But there were celebrations for some tough competitors like Rutendo Nyaora, who won virtually every marathon in the country, including the Westgate Half Marathon, Good Marathon, Vumba Mountain Run, and the Victoria Falls Marathon. Nyaora and Boxer Manucci smiled all the way to their banks as they got thousands of dollars in their sporting fields. The boxer, who also scooped the 2014 Zimbabwe Sportsperson of the Year award, strongly believes that he deserved the national award. As Zimbabweans reflect on what has been a bad year gone by, it is also important that they also look forward to the future with renewed vigor and optimism. The Cricket World Cup is coming. Zimbabwe has been drawn in the same group with South Africa, India, Pakistan, the West Indies, Ireland, and the United Emirates in the finals to be jointly hosted by Australia and New Zealand. A new coach, Australian Dave Watmore, has been appointed, and Zimbabwe cricket chairman Wilson Manasse says the coach is the right choice for the national team.
He comes here with a passion to make our game great.
In soccer, although Dynamo have withdrawn from the CAF Champions League, FC Platinum will feature in the CAF Confederations Cup. The Midland side have been drawn against Sofa Parker of Kenya in the preliminary round. Coach Norman Mapeza says they are going to give it their best shot.
We'll push. One step at a time.
At the same time, the Dodis Cup, which participated in the Elite World Group way back in 1999, hope to continue their climb back up the ladder with a date against Bosnia Herzegovina at Harare Sports Club in March, but fans are not yet available to host the tie. Tennis Zimbabwe President Regis Bunu is appealing for support.
Talking of way above 100,000.
The year will also mark the final stage of selecting the Zimbabwean team for the 2016 Olympic Games. A shortlist has been made, and seven-time Olympic medal winner Katie Coventry is one of those athletes. Manucci, too, will be hard-pressed to make the mandatory defense of both his Africa Boxing Union and WBC international titles. Unfortunately, the boxer fights in Zambia, but under the Zimbabwean flag. Yes, the year 2014 has come to an end, and what a bad year it was for Zimbabwean sport. The focus now is on the year 2015 with the high hopes that it will bring the much-needed smile for Zimbabweans facing various challenges, including their struggle to make ends meet. Reporting for Studio 7 in Harare, this is Michael Kariati.